Welcome to Movie Panels One Shot, and let's play a nerdy little game. That's what we're going to do today. We are going to play Jeopardy with, it's going to be Battle of the Co-Hosts. So I've got three of my co-hosts here to find out how well they truly know pop culture in general that is just kind of tied to comic books, as well as comic book knowledge. Some of this you might think is fair, and some of it you may not. I'm going to be honest. So... So we'll see how this goes, but let's play Jeopardy.
Nicholas, was that like an obvious nod to the nepotism that's about to happen since he's married to one of the contestants?
We'll find out, buddy.
Like, y'all do not realize how much of a rule follower Laramie is. Like,
oh no,
Chad has played a game with. with Laramie, he is like, no, you can't know the questions. And so he would make questions. He's like, oh, that's a good one, but I can't tell you about it. I was like, great.
No. After we did that thing with Tim, I realized how much of a rule follower Laramie is.
He still talks about it.
So as you've heard, my contestants here, let's go through and at least officially introduce. So... here are today's contestants. From Alaska, we've got Chad Smith.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
From the other side of our basement, we've got my wife, Bethany Wells.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
And from the podcast Pop Culture Roulette, we've got Nicholas Pepin.
How's it going?
All right, so here we are. We are going to play traditional Jeopardy, so two rounds, regular Jeopardy, and then Double Jeopardy, and then there will be a Final Jeopardy. We've got the Daily Doubles. It's all fun and games. This is probably going to feel more like Celebrity Jeopardy, though, because...
I'm good at that.
We'll have comments and banter throughout. But let's go ahead and jump straight into it. So for our first round of Jeopardy, the categories are Actor Before and After. This one should be fun. I will go ahead and tell you, only one of the actors is connected to a superhero comic book movie. The other one's just a regular actor, because it was too hard to try to think of two actors I could connect like this. Then we've got Women in Comics, The Wonder of Comics. If you know Jeopardy, you know why Wonder is in quotation marks.
Wonder is going to be in all the answers.
There you go. From Page to Screen, Graphic Novels, and The Colors of Kryptonite. So here we go. We're going to start off. Chad, you start everything off. You've got the first pick.
Oh, man. I'm going to go graphic novels for 200, please.
The graphic thriller Whiteout takes place at McMurdo Station in this very remote place. Chad.
Antarctica.
Since that was the first one, I'm going to let it go.
Antarctica.
Let's make sure we answer in the form of a question.
Remember when I said he's a rule follower, everyone? He catches it when Ken Jennings doesn't.
All right, Chad, you still have control.
Let's stay in the same category for 400.
Alan Moore created this Watchmen character as a bad version of Batman and cringed a bit when fans idolized him. Bethany.
Who is Rorschach?
Rorschach is correct. All right, Bethany, you take control.
Okay, let's do actor before and after for 200.
Glow wrestler and Captain Marvel portrayer. Bethany.
Allison Brie Larson. Who is Allison Brie Larson?
Bethany.
Same category for 400.
One has got to have faith and the other is Batman. Nicholas.
Who is George Michael Keaton?
Who is George Michael Keaton indeed? All right, Nicholas, you take control.
Colors of Kryptonite 200.
Robs Kryptonians of their powers, potentially permanently. Nicholas.
What is red?
Red is incorrect. Bethany.
What is yellow Kryptonite?
Yellow is incorrect. Chad, you want to take a shot at it?
What is green Kryptonite?
And green is incorrect. So everybody lost the same amount on that one. The correct answer is, what is gold? So, Nicholas, you still have control?
The Wonder of Comics for 200.
Robin's most famous moniker. Bethany.
It is the Wonder Kid.
That is incorrect. Nicholas.
What is the Boy Wonder?
Boy Wonder is correct. All right, Nicholas.
The Wonder of Comics 400.
Back in Sensation Comics number 81 in 1948, she said, "Remember, this man's world of yours will never be without pain and suffering until it learns love and respect for human rights." Bethany.
Who is Wonder Woman?
Who is Wonder Woman indeed? All right, Bethany, you've got control.
Actor before and after for 600.
Star of Four Weddings and a Funeral and the CW's Flash. Nicholas.
Who is Hugh Grant Gustin?
Hugh Grant Gustin is correct. That's hard to say. All right, Nicholas.
Let's go back to that category for 800.
American Pie foreign exchange student and the MCU's Scarlet Witch. Nicholas.
Shannon. Who is Shannon Elizabeth Olson?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Shannon Elizabeth Olson. All right, Nicholas.
Let's finish it off.
A Rebel Without a Cause and TV Superman from the 90s.
My brain has just left my body.
I know, totally spacing here.
Who is James Dean Cain?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. If I could have just gotten one name in my head, I could have gotten it, but I just couldn't.
I thought of the second one. I couldn't come up with the first one.
All right, Nicholas, you still have control.
The Wonder of Comics for 600, please.
Introduced in a 1977 cartoon series, this pair of siblings didn't take the form of comic book characters until 1996. Bethany.
Who are the Wonder Twins?
Wonder Twins is correct. All right, Bethany, you have control.
Let's do Wonder of Comics 800.
The alter ego of Simon Williams. He started off as a supervillain, but would later become a member of the Avengers. Nicholas.
Who is Wonder Man?
Wonder Man is correct.
Women in Comics for 200.
When she was introduced, she worked for a different daily newspaper, the Daily Star. Nicholas.
Who is Lois Lane?
Lois Lane is correct. All right, Nicholas.
Women for 200. 400.
Being widowed by Yakuza began the journey of this Suicide Squad member whose name means a samurai sword. Nicholas.
Who is Katana?
Katana is correct.
Women for 600.
In 1995, artist and writer John Byrne took over Wonder Woman Comics following the success he had with this sensational Marvel hero. Nicholas.
Who is She-Hulk?
She-Hulk is correct. Nicholas on a streak right now. All right, Nicholas, continue on.
Women in Comics for 800.
She-Devil with a Sword. She made her first appearance in Marvel's Conan the Barbarian, number 23. All right, we're going to call time on that one. The answer is, who is Red Sonja?
Oh.
All right, Nicholas, you still have control.
Let's finish off the category for 1,000.
That is the Daily Double. All right, so you currently have $3,800. What would you like to wager?
Let's just do 1,000. Let's not get crazy yet.
Go all in, Nicholas. Why not?
All right, Nicholas, this one is all for you. This Queen of the Jungle was played by Tanya Roberts in a 1984 movie and Gina Lee Nolan for a TV series in 2000.
Who is Sheena?
Sheena is correct.
I should have gone all in.
It's always that after.
But at least you afterwards.
All right, Nicholas, still your board with a very commanding lead.
Let's finish off The Wonder of Comics for 1,000.
In 1975, Marvel and DC teamed up together with MGM to release a comic based on this beloved book and film. DC probably didn't like it, though, that they changed the adjective to marvelous. Bethany.
This is wrong. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Who is the Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
So that is correct. They did change it to the Marvelous Wizard of Oz, but it was the very first time Marvel and DC actually teamed up to publish a book together. All right, so Bethany, you have ended Nicholas's streak.
Don't worry, I'll get it primed up for you. Let's see. Let's go page to screen for 200.
2005's Keanu Reeves led Constantine is based on the comic by this name. Nicholas.
What is Hellblazer?
Hellblazer is correct. All right, Nicholas, you've got control back.
Graphic novels for 600.
The graphic novel They Called Us Enemy is a memoir of this Star Trek actor's time in an American World War II internment camp. Bethany.
Who is George Takei?
George Takei is correct. All right, so just so y'all know, Chad, you still have nothing. Bethany, you're at 2,800. Nicholas, you're at 5,000. All right, Bethany, you still have control.
Let's try graphic novels, 800.
In 2006, a graphic novel was created in order to boost interest in what would become this 2011 sci-fi western with Daniel Craig. Nicholas.
What is Cowboys versus Aliens?
No. Nicholas, you had the names just enough wrong. It's just Cowboys and Aliens. Not Cowboys versus Aliens.
Okay. This sounds like one where, like, during the commercial break, they'll decide to give it back to you, though. So just like, I've seen Jeopardy enough to know. Like,
I'm gonna guess this judge is not going to.
He is not. Because I did consider it for a second. I was like, eh. Bethany, do you still have control?
Sure, why not? Let's finish off graphic novels for 1,000.
Stardust and Coraline are two of this author's works that have made it as books, graphic novels, and movies. Bethany.
Who is Neil Gaiman?
Neil Gaiman is correct. And of course, you and I did just do an episode on that one, so that was maybe a little unfair, but I randomly picked some of these categories. All right, Bethany, you still have control.
Let's try Colors of Kryptonite for 400.
Has the same effects on Bizarro that green has on Superman. Nicholas.
What is blue?
Blue is correct. All right, Nicholas, you've got the board.
Colors for 600.
Splits a Kryptonian into two separate entities, one good and one evil. Bethany.
What is red kryptonite?
That is incorrect. Nicholas.
What is silver?
No, that is incorrect. Chad. You want to take a shot at it?
I'm not sure, so I'm not going negative on this.
Probably a wise decision. The correct answer is what is black?
Yep,
black kryptonite. One of the trickier ones. Nicholas, you still got the board, though.
Page to screen 400.
This reporter from the comic strip of the same name literally went from page to screen as Brooke Shields in this 1989 movie. Nicholas.
Who is Brenda Starr?
Brenda Starr is correct.
Brain left my body.
You did that episode.
I did. You were right. No, I knew it. I just didn't know it.
All right, Nicholas.
Page to screen 600.
A comic arc subtitled God Loves, Man Kills was the partial basis for this supergroup's United movie. Nicholas.
What is Justice League?
That is incorrect. Bethany or Chad? I think several people forget that this movie actually has the title United. It is the X-Men. X2, X-Men United.
I'm glad I didn't say what was in my head then.
Scores a lot closer between Bethany and Nicholas. Chad, you still have nothing. Bethany, you got 3,200. Nicholas, you have 3,800.
I gotta stop answering wrong. Page to screen for 800.
Many said that this 2005 movie starring Mickey Rourke, Bruce Willis, and Clive Owens truly brought its 90s source material to life on the big screen. Bethany.
What is Sin City?
Sin City is correct.
Sorry, Chad. I could see in your face you were like, I know this one.
I'm hitting the button. Like, I don't know.
Me too.
gotta get used to that buzzer. All right, Bethany.
Let's finish out page to screen.
The 2003 film, based on a work by Alan Moore, implies that this hero of H.R. Haggard, is the leader of a team. Moore established the leader as a character of Bram Stoker. Bethany.
What is the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
That is correct.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. No, actually, that is incorrect. That is incorrect. I apologize. Chad.
It's not. I don't know. Totally drawn a blank.
All right, Nicholas?
Nope.
Yeah, so it was asking not for the title of the movie, but the hero. So the answer is, what is Alan Quartermain? Technicality.
I remember that.
All right, Bethany? Finish out Colors of Kryptonite. Which one do you want to go with?
Let's go with 800.
Exposure results in unexpected behavior that lasts 25 to 72 hours. Bethany.
What is red kryptonite?
There is the correct response for what is red. And to finish off our first round, Colors of Jeopardy. Colors of Kryptonite, 1000, gives Kryptonian powers to a human. What is platinum? Mm. Platinum kryptonite, the fanciest of the kryptonites. All right, so there we are at the end of the first round of Jeopardy. Chad, unfortunately, has zero money, but that does mean he'll go first in Double Jeopardy. Bethany and Nicholas both tied up at 3,800.
Is this when you ask us like questions about our hobbies and then you silently judge us with your face?
No. Attention citizens of Metropolis, Gotham, and beyond. Are you tired of insurance companies that are about as helpful as a sidekick with a fear of heights? Well, fear not. Super Safe Insurance is here to save the day. Our policies are more reliable than the bat signal on a cloudy night and more flexible than Plastic Man doing yoga. Picture this. You're battling your arch nemesis atop a skyscraper when suddenly, crash! Your favorite grappling hook gives out. But don't worry. With Super Safe Insurance, you're covered for even the most unexpected equipment malfunctions. So why wait for disaster to strike? Get Super Safe Insurance today and become the hero of your own story. In Double Jeopardy, we have the following categories. Movie mashups, so very similar to the before and after of actors, but this time we're going to use titles of movies. Again, only one of them will actually be a superhero comic book title. We've got book smarts. How well do you know your books? X-Men Mark the Literary Spot. Almost Played. From Screen to Page. And this one may seem unfair for Bethany, but also a Taylor Swift song.
I did not help. He would not let me help.
Nope.
If I told him, hey, this is a Taylor Swift song, he's like, well, I guess I can't use that one, can I?
All right, Chad. So let's start making up some of the gap here. Where do you want to go?
Let's start with Booksmart's 400.
Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah can tell you that this term refers to a large, often full-page illustration which opens and introduces a story. Bethany.
What is Splash?
That is correct. All right, Bethany, you've got the board.
Let's go with also a Taylor Swift song for 400.
Why am I not surprised? Characters like The Punisher, Deadpool, and Venom are known by this name. Chad.
What is Antihero?
Antihero is correct.
And the only Taylor Swift song I know.
Well, again, hopefully you can pick up on the clues for some of the other ones. All right, Chad, you've got the board.
Movie mashups, 400.
I will say this is going to be one of my favorites. In a bleak future, Hal Jordan stumbles onto a horrifying secret about a mysterious food. Bethany.
What is Soylent Green Lantern?
Soylent Green Lantern is correct. I so Very loved nice. Making this category.
Jeopardy or Laramie's fun time with words. Like,
yeah.
Y'all have no idea how much fun Laramie had just making this game. He's been making this since January. Like, it's so excited.
All right, Bethany, you've got the board.
Also a Taylor Swift song, 800.
Back to it. You'll find this in front of names like Tornado, Hood, and Hulk. Bethany.
What is Incredible?
That is incorrect. Nicholas.
What is Red?
Red is correct. All right, Nicholas, the board is yours.
Let's just keep her happy. Let's go Taylor Swift, 1200.
I haven't gotten one right yet.
A 2016 animated Batman movie that is the sequel to Batman versus Robin. It looks like nobody knows this one. The answer is, what is Bad Blood? All right, Nicholas, it's still yours.
Oh, it's only going to get worse from here. Taylor Swift, 1600.
A letter addressed to Green Lantern Stewart, Constantine, or the first Ghost Rider. Bethany.
What is Dear John?
Dear John is correct. All right, Bethany, you gonna finish it out?
It's Tay-Tay 2000.
Vic Sage and Renee Montoya's faceless alter ego. Nicholas.
What is a question?
What is question? That is correct.
Secret Swiftie strikes again.
All right, Nicholas, we're done with Taylor Swift.
Almost played 400.
Jake Gyllenhaal was reportedly ready to take over this role after the lead actor suffered back pains. Jake would later appear alongside the same character in a future movie, but with a different actor. Bethany.
What is Spider-Man?
Spider-Man is correct.
How dare you bring up Jake Gyllenhaal after we just did Taylor Swift?
It's a Taylor Swift category. I didn't even think about that. All right, Bethany, it's your board.
Let's do movie mashups 800.
A group of washed-up actors from a canceled space TV show mistakenly become the universe's last hope against Ronan the Accuser. Bethany.
What is Guardians of the Galaxy Quest?
That is correct.
I couldn't get the right order.
All right, Bethany, you are tied with Nicholas. It is your go.
Let's do movie mashups 1200.
After losing his father, Clark Kent befriends a group of resilient women at a hair salon. Bethany.
What is Man of Steel Magnolias?
That is correct.
I love this category also.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, Bethany, still your go.
Let's do 1600 movie mashups.
Edward Norton plays a former mutant supremacist, torn between hate and redemption, who works with a team to prevent a new wave of anti-mutant violence. Bethany.
What is American History X-Men?
That is correct. American History X-Men.
I was really hoping it wasn't going to be a specific X-Men.
No, it's just the first one. All right, Bethany.
Let's finish it out.
A feathered alien accidentally lands in the chaotic world of Fredonia, joining forces with the Marx Brothers to prevent an interdimensional ducktatorship. Bethany.
What is Howard the Duck Soup?
That is correct.
I ran that category, so I need some applause.
Very nice.
The applause. Come in. All right, Bethany. You've got the lead.
Booksmarts 800.
To correctly read this Japanese style of comic, be sure to start with the panel at the upper right side of the page. Nicholas.
What is manga?
Manga is correct.
Almost played 800.
This blue-eyed crooner reportedly wanted to play the Joker, but Cesar Romero got to the grease paint first. Bethany.
Who is Frank Sinatra?
That is correct.
Oh, blue eyes.
All right, Bethany, you've got the lead, and it's now your board again.
Let's do X-Men Mark the Literary Spot for 400.
The Blank Cometh by Eugene O'Neill. Bethany.
What is the Iceman?
Iceman is correct.
Literary Spot 800.
The Feminine Blank by Betty Friedan. Bethany.
What is Mystique?
Mystique is correct. Bethany.
Let's do Literary Spot 1200.
Going Blank by Sarah Palin.
And I should really know this one.
She's your people.
The answer was, what is rogue? Going rogue. Oh. All right, Bethany, still your board.
Literary Spot 1600.
That is the Daily Double. All right, Bethany, so you currently have a very commanding lead with 13,400. What are you going to wager?
What does Nicholas have?
Nicholas has 7,400. And Chad has 400.
Okay. Let's do 2,000.
All right. So for $2,000 on X-Men Mark the Literary Spot, The New Blank by Emma Lazarus. Anything, Bethany?
Let's say Jubilee.
I'm sorry, it was What is Colossus? Oh. The New Colossus. All right, you still have a lead, though, and it's still your board.
Let's do 2000.
Look Homeward Blank by Thomas Wolfe. Nobody on that one? The correct answer is What is Angel? Look Homeward, Angel. All right, Bethany.
Booksmart's 1200.
Want to read every comic from the same series? You can get this type of collection from the Latin for all. Bethany.
What is an omnibus?
Omnibus is correct.
I went to Latin convention in high school. Not to brag. That was really cool.
All right, Bethany.
Booksmart 1600.
Typically in a paperback format, this type of book allows readers to read a complete story arc or miniseries without buying individual issues. Nicholas.
What is trade?
Trade is correct. All right, Nicholas, you got a little bit of catch up to catch Bethany. It is your board.
Almost played 2000.
This mean girl has admitted she was very wrong for passing on the role of Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy because she thought the movie would bomb. Nicholas.
Who is Amanda Seyfried?
Amanda Seyfried is correct.
Almost played 1600.
This actress had to turn down the role of Black Widow in order to fulfill her obligation to star in 2010's Gulliver's Travels. Nicholas.
Who is Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt is correct.
Finish off the category for 1200.
Demi Moore auditioned for this character and then turned down the chance to play her roommate, Lucy Lane. Bethany.
Who is Catwoman?
That is incorrect. Nicholas or Chad? And not the greatest 80s movie, but who is Supergirl? And Demi Moore almost played Supergirl.
I could see her as Catwoman.
All right, Nicholas, still your board.
I guess we'll finish off Booksmarts for 2000.
This name is given to an alternate cover of a single issue. Correct answer is, what is a variant? All right, we only got one category left to go. Where are we going, Nicholas?
400, screen to page.
We are scared of this category.
First introduced in Batman the Animated Series in 1992, she didn't become an official part of the comics until 1999. Bethany.
Who is Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn is correct.
Screen to page 800.
Created for the CW show Arrow, played by David Ramsey, he was introduced into DC Comics in Green Arrow number 24 in December 2013. And looks like nobody knows the beloved character of who is John Diggle. All right, Bethany.
Screen to page 1200.
First appearing on the animated X-Men Evolutions, she appeared in the comics in 2003's NYX number 3 and then made her live-action debut in 2017's Logan. Chad. He tried. Can't blame him for trying. Nicholas or Bethany? The correct answer is, who is
X-23? I couldn't think of the name.
It was X-23.
Or you could have given me the name. You could have given me the name Laura King.
I'm assuming.
Since they didn't actually refer to her as X-23 in Logan. So.
It was X-20. Oh, I'm second guessing myself.
Yeah, I knew the number I had in my head was wrong and then was mad.
All right, Bethany.
1600.
Introduced in 2008's Iron Man as he attempts to debrief Tony. He was introduced to Marvel Comics in 2011's Battle Scars. Bethany.
Who is Happy?
That is incorrect. Chad or Nicholas? Oh, I really thought somebody would get this one. Who is Phil Coulson?
Oh. That's...
Too soon.
Too soon. The character died in Avengers 12 years ago.
And I'm still broken up about it. I don't know. Maybe I'll just choose a screen to page for 2000.
And that is the last daily double.
No, I don't want it.
So that goes to you, Bethany. All right, so Bethany, currently you have 10,200. Nicholas has 12,600.
I don't feel confident about it at all, but let's do 2000.
Created for Superman the Animated Series in 1997, she shockingly didn't make her mainstream comic debut until Action Comics number 835, almost 10 years later.
Who is...
You gotta give me something.
who is something?
Yep. It was who is Livewire?
Really?
All right. So, yep. So ending everything here, going into Final Jeopardy, Chad, you have -800, but we are going to let you play. It's my rules. So
it's also Celebrity Jeopardy rules.
Yeah. We're going to let you play. I'm going to give you $500 to play with into Final Jeopardy. Bethany, you have 8,200 and Nicholas is currently in the lead with 12,600. Let me give you the topic and then they will give me their wager via private message and they'll give me their answer via private message as well. All right. So Final Jeopardy, the category is DC Comics. Kind of a broad category, but let's see what you know about DC Comics. All right. So here we go. Let's see what everybody knows about DC Comics. During his years with the Justice League of America, this superhero sometimes used the secret identity Sea King. Chad, unfortunately, didn't have a really great run with this. Buzzer didn't seem to be in his favor. Did Chad come up with the correct answer? Chad said, who is Aquaman? That is correct. I mean, he is the Sea King. That is correct. So that takes your score to 900. Let's hope that Bethany or Nicholas maybe got it wrong and wagered big. Bethany was in second place, and Bethany said, who is Aquaman? So she also got it right, and her wager was 5,000, excuse me. 5,000. So that does currently put her into the lead. And then finally, Nicholas would definitely need to get this right in order to take the win. And Nicholas came up with, did he say Aquaman? He did. Nicholas said Aquaman as well. Did he wager enough? He absolutely did with 4,000. So Nicholas is our winner with 16,600. Now, Bethany also has a high score with 13,200. So the way this is going to work, we're kind of doing this tournament as a tournament. So Nicholas does move on to the finals against whoever wins the next Jeopardy game. But then whoever is the third highest score will then join the two winners. So unfortunately, Chad, this was the
I'm
only
waving
run
to nobody
you get to have. All right, but thanks, everybody. Thank you, all three of you, for playing. Hopefully you had fun with it. And hopefully everybody had fun listening. We'll have the next round coming up. But for today, for Moving Panels, I'm Laramie Wells, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.